ഏകാധ്യായ നമ്പത്തഞ്ചു ചത്വാരി കൂട്ടിനെയും ചത്വാരിശ്രയോ ജപാദ തത്മന്ത്ര വിവരിച്ചു. ആറ് ചത്വാരി കൂടാവശ്വമീൻ അനദർ മന്ത്ര വിശിഷ്ടുണ്ട്. ചത്വാരി അപരഹ ആഹ നമ്മുടെ എൽസ് ശേഷൻ ചത്വാരി എഴുതുന്നതിന് ഭീഷ്മന്ത്ര ഇതിന് സമതർ മന്ത്ര. സോ ഈ കോഴ്സ് ആവശ്യം ചത്വാരി വാക് പരിമിത പദാനി
ഗുഹാത്രീലിംഗിതാനേംഗയന്തിചോ
മനുഷ്യാ വദന്തി മന്ത്ര. So this means, maybe it is like this. Vak parimita. Vak means the speech is divided into chatvari, four groups. So chatvari padani, four kinds of words are there. Like earlier also we have seen chatvari, shunga, like that. So nama achyata upatagya dipanta. So chatvari vak parimita padani. So vak പരിമിത മീൻസ് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് ലിമിറ്റഡ്. ഹൗ ചത്വാരി പദാനി ഫോർ വേർഡ്സ് ഫോർ ടൈപ്സ് ഓഫ് വേർഡ്സ് അണ്ട് ദേ ആർ ദി നാമ ആഖ്യാത ഉപസഞ്ചരി പാഠ താനി ബ്രാഹ്മണാ മനീഷിണ വിദുഹു ദാനി ബ്രാഹ്മണാ വിദുഹു ബ്രാഹ്മണാസ് നോ ഇറ്റ് ആർ ആൾ ബ്രാഹ്മണാസ് യേ മനീഷിണ യേ മനസഃ ഈഷാ മനീഷ ശകന്ദ്വാദിഷു പരമുപം വാച്യം എന്നി വാക്തിക സോപമീഷാ ശകന്ധു കർക്കന്ധു മനീഷാ പതഞ്ജലി ഇതേജ്ഞാപുസ്. സോ മനസ് ഈഷാ ടി ലോപാവിക പരൂപ ചതച്ഛടേ പരൂപ കംസ് ടു ടി. സോ ഇൻ മനസ് അസ്തി സ്ഥിതി സോ ദ ഗുരു ഗോവേ അത് പരൂപ ഇസ് ഈകം ഇൻ പ്ലേസ് ഓഫ് അസ്തലി. So you get the Manisha. So the one who commands their minds, ye brahmana manishinaha te viduhu, those brahmanas who have a perfect command over their minds, so those people, they know very well that the walk speech is fourfold, and that is nama achyata upasarga anipata. Then out of these four, ഗുഹാത്രീലിഹിതാനേംഗയന്തി. സോ ഔട്ട് ഓഫ് ദീസ് ഫോർ ത്രീ ആർ ഗുഹാ മീൻസ് ഗുഹായാം സപ്തമേവ വൃത്തി ഡിസപ്പിയേഴ്സ്. സോ ഇൻ ദി സേക്രഡ് കേവ് ത്രീണി ത്രീ ഓഫ് ദീസ് ഫോർ ആർ നിഹിതാഹ ദേ ആർ കെപ്റ്റ് നിഹിതാ മീൻസ് നിഹിതാനി ദേ ആർ കെപ്റ്റ് സീക്രെറ്റ്ലി ഇൻ ദി കേവ് ഓഫ് ദി ഹാർട്ട്. ഓക്കെ കേവ് മീൻസ് കേവ് ഓഫ് ദി ഹാർട്ട് ആൻഡ് സിംബാലിക് യു നോ ദ ഋഷീസ് ആർ ഗ്രേറ്റ് സിംബാലജിസ്റ്റ്സ് എവറിഥിങ് സിംബാലിസം. You see that mantra, yesterday while going and singing, Chattva, Vishwanda, Trayo, Sjabhada, Vashayakasya, mantra is it. Everything is symbolic, everything, all the way. Even this mantra is also symbolic. Guhapath is symbolic. So in the secret, in the cave, they are kept secretly, three of the four. We will see what is three, what is four, but first thing you see the mantra. Then the fourth, what about fourth? Manushyaha. Vachaha tuliyam vadanti. People talk the fourth. So they talk the fourth. he will explain what is all this. Whatever he explains, he explains. I am not explaining beforehand, because if you explain the wrong thing, then I have to correct myself. Therefore, I am just playing it safe. Let us see what Bhashyakara says. He is explaining the mantra now. Chatvari vak paribitani padani.
Chatvari vak paribitani padani.
So, vak paribitani padani chatvari. Means the words which are limited into four groups are spoken by the human speech. Okay? Chatvari padajatani.
Chatvari padajatani.
So four words means not exactly four and four words only. That is not what it means. Four groups of words in chattha. Pada is refers to as padajata, which is a group of words. What are they? Nama-khyato-pasanga-nipata-ascha.
Nama-khyato-pasanga-nipata-ascha.
So those are the four. And those four are the kinds of speech words that are there. Tani-vidur-brahmana-e-mani-shinaha.
Tani-vidur-brahmana-e-mani-shinaha.
Manasa-e-shinaha, mani-shinaha.
Manasa-e-shinaha, mani-shinaha.
So that is the mani-shinaha. Those who command the mind, they are the mani-shinaha. Manasa-ha-shashtiya-kochana. So, Guhatri-ni-nihita-nengayanti.
Guhatri-ni-nihita-nengayanti.
That is a mantra-vakyam, and he is explaining that. Guhayam-tri-ni-nihita-ni.
Guhayam-tri-ni-nihita-ni.
Nengayanti.
Nengayanti.
Nadeshtante.
Nadeshtante.
Nadimishanti.
Nadimishanti.
Yathaha.
Yathaha.
So, out of these four, three are secretly shut in the guha of the heart. They do not move, they do not come out as words. Because when you want to speak, the power has to come from the heart, and then it has to move in the voice box, and then it has to come out. So all that is not happening. Na cheshtante, na nimishanti. Nimishanti means even movement is not there. Then the fourth one they are speaking. What is the fourth one? Turiyam vai.
Turiyam vai.
Etat vachaha.
Etat vachaha.
Yatu manushyeshu vattate.
Yatu manushyeshu vattate.
Yatutthamityattha.
Yatutthamityattha.
So, what people are speaking all over the world, at least in India, those who speak Sanskrit, they are speaking only one-fourth. The fourth. There are four groups. Out of the four groups, only the fourth unit only they are speaking. The idea is like this. The words that are there in the Sanskrit language and literature are so many that can be divided into four huge groups. And these four groups of words are secretly kept in the hearts of these scholarly people. They know that. And what all other people, common people speak, in only one-fourth of the literature they speak. And three-fourths of that literature is secretly kept in the hearts of these scholarly people. That is the meaning of that. Okay? Vyakarana meaning. Are you satisfied with the Vyakarana meaning? Then there is another meaning for this mantra.
It's coming, right?
No. Parapashyanti Devi. So, that meaning, Vyakarana people don't say that. But Shakti Upasana people say that. That meaning is, Chatvari Vak Parimita Padani. In my Garuda Upanishad, I have explained this mantra. So, there the Upasana meaning is explained. Because in the Garuda Upanishad, the mantra comes there. Chatvari Vak Parimita Padani. Like that, it comes in the Ganapati Upanishad. Anyway, so, do you have Ganapati Upanishad book here? Anybody has it? So that we can settle it. This mantra is there in the Upanishad. Therefore, there the meaning will be different. The meaning will not be same as the Vyakarana meaning. Even for Chatvari Shunga, Prayosya Pada, etc., we are saying in terms of vyakarana, but mimamsakas give a different meaning. Because it is all symbolic, and how you explain the symbolism, it depends upon that. And mimamsakas explain it as Agni Devata. That is how they explain.
So the fourth one is the Vaikari.
Vaikari is the fourth one.
So that's what we
are. I could explain it whatever little I remember, but the book will give it very thorough. That's why I called for the book. And in the book, when you write, it will come out very authentic also. And I need not exercise my mind. It is all done and it is sitting there. Chatvari Vakparimita Padani, only that much is there. Tvam Gunatrayatitaha, that comes later. Tvam Chatvari Vakparimita Padani. That is the mantra. Only one vakya is there. Just bear with me, I am coming.
Very thorough job is done here. So you please note that, okay?
the sounds of the domesticated animals, the instruments like kettle drum, etc., the wild animals and the humans. Four kinds of sounds. These relate to the manifestation of the universal power as life on earth. Since the sounds of the instruments are also caused by living beings, that is the adhibhuta. Adhibhuta meaning it is. Or they can be the sounds of the earth, the atmosphere of the wind, the interstellar space and the humans. That can be the four. The importance of human beings in the scheme of things called creation is noteworthy, as they occupy in the vision of the Vedas the fourth slot together with earth, wind and space. These categories belong to the physical universe, that is Adhibhuta. Or the fourfold sounds may be located in the body, mind, sense complex of the individual. This is Adhyatma. They are Para, the unmanifest and undifferentiated power of the speech latent in the human being. This is located in the base of the backbone, which is a power center called Muladhara. Pashyanti, second. The same power colored or differentiated by the specific emotion of the mind. As the person wishes to speak, the above power travels upwards to another power center located in the navel. It is called Manipura. There it gets associated with the emotion of the mind. Third, Madhyama. The same power which has acquired the form of a specific word by association with the intellect, which is the determinative faculty. This transformation takes place as the power enters the higher power center, the heart, which is called Anahata. Fourth, Vaikari, the final spoken word. As the above power enters the power center in the throat, called Vishuddhi, it acquires the form of a spoken word. Thus, every thought and every spoken word is the glory of the universal power reflected in the physico-psychic apparatus called the individual. It is obvious that the fourth manifestation of the power, the spoken word alone, is known to the common people. The other three can be recognized only by students of yogic practices. Okay? In Telugu, there is a proverb to the effect that when a person speaks the truth, it originates from the navel. And if he is speaking on truth, he is speaking from the lips. That is the proverb. I came across a speech therapist examining a person who was unable to speak properly due to a problem of pain in the throat. The therapist advised him to speak deliberately from the navel and not from the throat. This advice was found to be very effective in reducing the throat pain of people in the teaching profession and others who have to speak for long durations. Even while speaking, I am the witness of my speech. Therefore, it is advisable while giving a lecture, etc., to contemplate that the sound comes from the navel and not from the throat. It is a way to relax the throat. Then, the thousand names of the universal power, Lalita Sahasranama, lists these four kinds of speech as the forms of the universal mother Lalita. Para Pratyakchiti Rupa Pashyanti Paradevata Madhyama Vaikari Rupa. The universal mother, obtaining as the awareness absolute, manifests as the four forms of speech. Para Pashyanti Madhyama Vaikari. This is complete about the four forms of speech. Complete means complete. I remember that I have worked on it for a month and settled on that. So, here only one thing Mahabhashyakara mentioned. He did not mention all other things. Because it is grammar, you know. He is interested in only that much. Good. That is second. Next pratika, utatvaha.
Utatvaha.
Namantara. Utatva pasyanna tadasya vacham.
Utatva
pasyanna
tadasya vacham.
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 Yeah, a lot of dirgas are
Yeah. Is it okay? Are you got it right?
Yes.
You want to say one more time? Utapvapashyannadadashyavacham. Utapvashrumvannashrunotyenam.
Utapvashrumvannashrunotyenam.
Utotvasmaitanvam visasre.
Utotvasmaitanvam visasre.
Yayeva patya ushati suvasah.
Yayeva patya ushati suvasah.
Yeah. So, Tvaha means one person. Utotvaha. Tvaha means one person. Anybody. Not Tvam. Tvaha. Uta. Uta is like Chana. Chana. Tvaha is like kaha, kashchana, utatvaha, kashchana. Okay, Vedic mantras, you know, they have their own nidukta and all that. Somebody, pashyat, pashyanna, not pashyat, pashyanna, he is seeing, but nada darsha vacham. He is seeing the word, but he is not seeing it. Means what? He is speaking the word, or he is hearing the word. He written word, he sees it with eyes, but still he is not seeing because he doesn't know what it is. Utatvaha shrunvanna, kashchana shrunvanna, he is listening to the word. Na shrunoti enam, enam vacham. So enam is anvadesha, I say. Anvadesha, yeah. Enam na shrunoti. This walk, he doesn't hear. Even when hearing, he doesn't hear. Why? Because he doesn't know its meaning. He doesn't know its origin, vyakarana, he doesn't know. The word he speaks, but he doesn't speak. He hears, but he doesn't hear. He writes, but he doesn't know it, what it is. Okay? Because the word, now the word is compared with a lady. Uto vasmai tanvam visasre. You see, jayeva patya. Usha patya means patye. Patishabda. Patishabda is a very special shabda it is. That dhisamudhya will not be there, Patishabda.
Patisamasa eva
dhisamudhya, yeah. So, shabda you may want to say, patihi pati patayaha.
Patihi pati patayaha.
He pate, he pati, he patayaha.
He pate, he pati, he patayaha.
Patim pati, patim.
Patya, pati bhyam, pati bhihi.
Not like harina. That ina won't come. That ina comes only from ghi. Dhisamudhya karyas are there, three or four of them. That won't happen. Patye, patibhyam, patibhyaha. This pati, ne. Samasa patya, sandhi patye. Patyo, patibhyam, patibhyaha.
Patibhyam, patibhyaha.
That us will come. That enough, it will get u. Patyo, patyo, patinam.
Patyo, patyo, patinam.
Patyo, patyo, patishu.
Patyo, patyo, patishu.
That is how it happens. Okay? That is the shabda. That patye. So, unto the husband. This, so, jayeva patye ushati suvasaha. Ushati, she is very beautiful to look at. Suvasaha, she has dressed herself quite well. And now, she reveals her heart only to the husband. She doesn't reveal her heart to each and every guy. Only to the husband she reveals her heart. So, ushati suvasaha jaya patye iva. Similarly, this word, you know, vacham is stealing the shabda, you know, that's why he takes that illustration, the mantra. The word is like that jaya. And she has decorated herself quite well. The word, it has a sandhi, sandhi is there, prachayas are there, everything is there in that word. But it won't reveal to anybody herself. It reveals only to vayakarana. That is the mantra. Okay, you got it? How beautiful it is. So, uto tvasmai tanvam visasre. That walk, uto means yesterday I made a mistake. Later I was regretting about it. And it is recorded also. ప్రథమాయం కాదే నమస్తే రుద్రమన్యవ ఉతో దక్షవే నమ దిన ఉత ఉత ది ఉతో ఇషవే నమ దీ పద ఐ వెరీ మిస్టేక్ సో నమ రుద్ర మంజవే నమస్తే నమస్తే రుద్రమన్యవ ఉతో ఇషవే నమ ఉతో మీన్స్ ఉత తే ఇషవే నమ దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఉతో హియర్ ఉతో మీన్స్ ఉత అండ్ టు బట్ ఎర్లియర్ టైమ్ హీ సీస్ ది వర్డ్ బట్ హీ డజంట్ సీ హర్ సీ హర్ మీన్స్ ది వర్డ్ అండ్ హీ హియర్స్ ది వర్డ్ బట్ హీ డజంట్ హియర్ వెరాజ్ దిస్ వైయాకరణ అండ్ హీ సీస్ ది వర్డ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ది లవర్ looks at his beautifully decorated beloved. Patyeva jayeva patya ushati suvasa. Because tanvam visasre, the world reveals itself to asmite, to this vayakarana. It reveals itself. Like suppose you say manisha, it just reveals itself to the vayakarana. Manasaha, Isha, Pararupam, the chitti is God, all that it reveals itself to the Vayakarna. Whereas the one who doesn't know Vayakarna, a guy said, Manishi is a scholar, you know. Manishi means money plus a sheep. That is what I say. విశ్వసరే విపూర్వక శ్రు లిట్ ప్రథమపృష్ట విశ్వసరే శ్రూ ఇది దాదు శ్రూ బికమ్స్ సస్రే సస్రాదే సస్రిదే సో ఇట్ రివీల్స్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇట్స్ అర్థ సో దట్ ఇస్ మంత నౌ ఐ హావ్ గివెన్ అ బ్రీఫ్ ఎక్స్ప్లనేషన్ భాష్యకరాన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఉతత్వ అపి ఖలు ఏకః త్వహా మీన్స్ ఏకః ఉత మీన్స్ అపి ఖలు నీడ్ వన్ పర్సన్ పశ్యన్నపి న పశ్యతి వాచం
పశ్యన్నపి న పశ్యతి వాచం
హీ ఇస్ లుకింగ్ ఎట్ ది వర్డ్ బట్ స్టిల్ హీ ఈజ్ నాట్ లుకింగ్ ఎట్ ఇట్ హీ ఇస్ లుకింగ్ ఎట్ ఇట్ యట్ నాట్ లుకింగ్ ఎట్ ఇట్ అపి ఖల్ వేకః
అపి ఖల్ వేకః
శృణ్వన్నపి
శృణ్వన్నపి
న శృణోత్యేనాం
న శృణోత్యేనాం
సో దిస్ గై ఇస్ లిసనింగ్ టు ది వర్డ్ బట్ స్టిల్ హీ ఇస్ నాట్ లిసనింగ్ టు ఇట్ ఇది ఫస్ట్ హాఫ్ ఆఫ్ ది మంత్ర సో భాష్యకర ఇది అవిద్వాంసమాహ అర్థం అర్థం ఇస్ హాఫ్ యువర్ ప్రొనౌన్స్ కరెక్ట్లీ అర్థం డిఫరెంట్ అర్థం డిఫరెంట్ సో ఐ ప్రొనౌన్స్ రాంగ్లీ ఓన్లీ వన్ టైమ్ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్ టైమ్ అండ్ ఐ డిడ్ నాట్ ప్రొనౌన్స్ రాంగ్లీ అగైన్ బికాస్ ది శాస్త్రిన ఈ లుక్ డెట్ మీ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ లైక్ శివ లుక్ డెట్ కామా సో ఈ లుక్ డెట్ మీ లైక్ దాట్ సో ఐ ఆస్క్డ్ హిమ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది అర్థం కాళిదాస ప్రయోగ వాట్ ఈస్ ది అర్థం దెన్ హీ లుక్ డెట్ మీ లైక్ దిస్ అండ్ టోల్డ్ ఐ కెనాట్ టెల్ అర్థం ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ అర్థం యూ కమ్ టు మీ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ అర్థం హాఫ్ యూ వాంట్ గో ఎక్స్ప్లే అర్థం ఉన్నాయి వాట్ ఓకే నౌ ఐ విల్ టెల్ సెడ్ అవ్ అర్థం వాట్ అర్థం ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అర్థం అర్థం దెన్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హాఫ్ దెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అర్థం సో దీస్ ఇస్ ది అర్థం హియర్ ఓకే అవిద్వాంసం ఆహ అర్థం ది ఫస్ట్ హ్యాఫ్ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ది వన్ హూ డజంట్ నో ది వ్యాకరణం దెన్ ది సెకండ్ హ్యాఫ్ మీన్స్ టూ ఇస్ దే సో ఇట్ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ది అదర్ వన్ హూ నోస్ వ్యాకరణం ఉతో త్వస్మై తన్వం విశస్రే తనుం విభూతే వేద మంత్రాస్ వేదవర్ యు హావ్ లిట్ కన్వర్ట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ టూ లెట్ దట్ ఇస్ ది జనరల్ రూల్ సో విశస్రే బికమ్స్ విభూతే విభూతే మీన్స్ రివీల్స్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ రివీలింగ్ లెట్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ లిట్ సో ది వర్డ్ reveals itself to this scholarly person. Like what? Jayeva patya ushati suvasaha.
Jayeva patya ushati suvasaha.
So, Ushati Suvasaha Jaya Iva. The beautiful looking, a very well dressed wife, Jaya wife, Patye Iva unto the husband. That Iva is like the beautiful wife reveals herself to the husband. That is the illustration, simile. That's why it explains. Tad yatha. So tad means what? Walk, revealing itself to the scholar. That is the tad. That is like what? So tad yatha, like this. Patye, na jaya patye, kamayamana, suvasaha, svamatmanam vibhrute. So that is how. She loves him, jaya kamayamana. She loves her husband. And that's why she has dressed herself quite well. And svamatmanam vibhrute, she reveals herself to him in every respect. She reveals her heart to him.
Evam
vag
vag
vide
svamatmanam
vibhrute.
Svamatmanam vibhrute.
In the same way, the word, it reveals itself to the one who knows the word. It means vyakarana. One who doesn't know vyakarana, he just looks at the word, nothing means anything to him. Whereas one who knows vyakaranam, niruktam and all that. But even when reading the mantra, he gets all the meaning, it will be revealing to itself. As if the entire anubhaka loves this guy. Like that it will be revealing. Very true. It is just namo hiranya vahavese nanye dishancha. And then it is revealing, revealing, revealing everywhere. Like that it reveals. Suppose one doesn't know anything. If he is listening but not listening, seeing but not seeing, speaking but not speaking. Very beautiful. Utattva, vāṅnaha
vivruyādātmānam vivruyādātmānam
iti anjheyam vyākaranam
anjheyam vyākaranam.
So, for this reason, for that the walk should reveal itself to us, for this reason, people should study vyakaranam. Utattvaha.
Utattvaha.
So that mantra is over. Saptumivam.
Saptumivam.
This is the next mantra. So, saptu, let us say one. Saptumivartita una punantaha.
Saptumivartita una punantaha.
Yatra dhira manasa vacha makrata.
Yatra dhira manasa vacha makrata.
Atra sakhaya sakhyani janate.
Atra sakhaya sakhyani janate.
Vadreishan lakshmir nihita divachi. I will explain briefly, then Bhashyakara will explain. You see, Saptum Titabuna Iva Punantaha. Saptum means a kind of a cereal or pulse. Grain is what? Grain is pulse. So, pulse ready to eat. But it needs some purification. So, in Hindi, sattu bole to kya hai?
Sattu, yeah. It's a, sattu is a grain.
Grain. What kind of grain?
It's like a barley grain.
Barley grain. Barley. That is what it is. A barley grain, it needs some clean up. And they use a sieve to clean it. Sieve, jalleda. Tetapu means a sieve, jalleda. Jalleda illa ante unwanted things will go down and this remains top. Tetahu, tetahu, visabda. And Bhashyakara used it in the Napumsaka linga. Amaranikantu Dara puts it in Pulinga. So for Amaranikantu, it is tetahu.
It is a flower of barley.
Flower of barley. It requires purification and so jalleda, this tetaku sieve is used. And tetauhu pulinga, or tetauhu napunskalinga. Bhashyakara uses it as napunskalinga. When you look at your mantra, you cannot tell. Te tapuna. You cannot tell whether it is pulinga or pushpulinga, both will be said. So, like they clean up the body for eating with a sieve, similarly, a jnani, a vyakarana, he takes all the words and with the sieve of vyakarana knowledge, he cleans up the entire literature. So that is the vatra. So, purantaha, yatra dhiraha manasa vacham akkarata. Dhiraha means panditaha, manasa jnanena, with their knowledge. Vacham means the speech. Akkarata means they have done a purification process, as if the body is purified with a sieve. Riti mantra, okay? Then what happens? Atra sakhayaha sakhyani janate. Now these scholarly people, they come together. Only a few of them are there, they come together. They know each other's heart very well, because they share their joy of purifying the words correctly and all that, they share with each other and they enjoy each other's company. Sakha, friend, sakha, sakhyani, friendships, janate, enjoys, or experiences. Sakhayaha, sakha, sakhayo, sakhayaha, the friends, all the scholars, they are friends in the context of this purified shabdam. Atra sakhayaha, they experience the glory of their friendships. Sakhyam is friendship. Sakhyani, friendships. Jnanate, jnanate means jnananti chathah. Janite, janate, janate, that is the bahujanam. So, sakhayaha, sakhyani, janate. They know they are friends to each other and they know the glory of their friendship because they are all scholars of Vyakarana people. Only they do friends with other Vyakarana people, other scholarly people. They don't do friends with any other people. Because with Tarkikas, they don't do friendship. Because Tarkikas, they don't say any word correctly. They don't know Vyakaranam. Their Vyakarana knowledge is so poor that we have a joke about Tarkikas. Asmakunam. There is no Ranabhyam, Rasabhyam, or Samanapade is not there. There is no Ra, there is no Sha. But they say no Nam. Asmakunam. Tarkikesham. Why Tarkikesham is not for Sarvanam? Why is Tarkikesham Arthanyeva Vrishabdari? So our focus is on meaning only, not on the word. So that he says. And he in saying that, except Na, everything else is wrong. So Arthanam Tarkikesham Arthanyeva Vrishabdari. Eva is correct, Na is correct. Everything else is wrong. Like that, these Tarkikas. And so Vyakaranas don't join hands with them. They are friends among themselves and they enjoy their friendship. It appears like that to me. Let us see what Bhashyakara says. Then, Esham means Vyakaranam, Vachi, in their speech, Lakshmi Hinihita. Lakshmi Devi is sitting in their speech. What kind of Lakshmi Devi? Bhadra, Mangala Kata, is the Lakshmi Devi who will shower auspicious things upon people, that Lakshmi is sitting in their speech. That is the highest regard paid to the people of Vyakarana. Because they know mantras. If you study Tarka, what mantra you will know, you will not know any mantra. But if you know Vyakaranam, every mantra will reveal itself to you. Vyakarana is most important. Bhashyakara. Sattuhu. That is the word. Sattuhu ekavachanam. Sattum dvivachanam. Okay? So that is the bodily. How this word sattuhu came? Sachatehe. So that is from the dhatu sach. Sach, that is the dhatu. From the dhatu, tu pracheyam came, cha becomes ka. That is how sattu word arrived. It came. Durdhavo bhavati.
Durdhavo bhavati.
This bodily cleaning up is difficult. Durdhavaha. Difficult to clean it up. That is what he says. Durdhavo bhavati. It is difficult to clean up this bodily. That's why వ్యాకరణం, ది సంస్క్రిత్ లిటరేచర్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ లైక్ బాడీ. డిఫికల్ట్ టు గెట్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ ప్రాసెస్ వ్యాకరణం అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. దెన్ అదర్వైజ్ యూ కెన్ టేక్ ఇట్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ వే. కథతేర్వాతి ప్రత్యయ. నౌ వాట్ ఆర్ యూ లెఫ్ట్ విత్ సక్? That sak can come from kas. Kas is the dhatu. How? Viparita. So kas dhatu becomes viparita. The words get reversed. So ka and sa get reversed. So kas dhatu can be the origin of this word saktu. In which case, kas means blooming. Vikasita. Vikasa. That vikas. That is kas only. Kas dhatu. వికసిత ఇస్తే వీజు ఉపసర్గ, తా ఇంటే తత్పరిచయం, నిష్ఠా ప్రత్యయం, ఇరాగమ ఆర్ధాత్మక సేట్ వాళ్ళే. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ యు హౌ వికసిత కస్ ధాతు. అండ్ సో కస్ ధాతు ఈజ్ బ్లూమింగ్. సో లైక్ ఈవెన్ బాడీ వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ ఇట్ బ్లూమ్స్. ఇన్ ది సెన్స్ దట్ బాడీ ఈజ్ వైట్ అండ్ యూ కుక్ ఇట్ ఇట్ రియల్లీ బ్లూమ్స్ అండ్ నైస్లీ యూ కెన్ ఇట్. సిమిలర్లీ ది వర్డ్ when it is made pure by the knowledge of vyakaranam, it blooms. Vikasita. Vikasito bhavati.
Vikasito bhavati.
So viparitat, va means another etymology for the word sattu. But viparitat kasade. From the kas dhatu, which is reversed. That is how it comes. And now the meaning becomes vikasito bhavati. That is the meaning. That becomes the one which blooms. Okay? Theta U.
Theta
U. He uses it in Napumsakalina. Madhu Madhuni, Madhuni. Theta U, Theta Uni, Theta Uni. That is how he is using it. Paripavanam Bhavati.
Paripavanam Bhavati.
So what is this Theta U? It is Paripavanam. Another name. So you do it round, round, round like that. The sieve. So the one which is done round, 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 which purifies, that is the paripavanam. And that is the meaning of the word titaku. Okay. Tata vadva tunna vadva.
Tata vadva tunna vadva.
So this is titaku. How did you arrive at that word? So titaku, it came from tata vad or tunnavat. So that which has tata or that which has tunna. That is the word. Now you have to get the meaning for it. So tata vadva tunna vadva. Okay. Whatever doubt the teacher has, the tikakara also joins the crowd.
What is stretched for
me? Huh?
What is stretched?
It is stretched, therefore the dirt falls.
Tata vadva tunna vadva.
What has holes in it?
Huh?
Your Hindi commentary says that only.
Hey, what he says, tata is hole?
Yeah, vistar. Vistar wali, atwa chidro wali.
Ah, yes.
Chidra is holes, right?
Chidra is, tunna is hole. Yeah. Tunna vadva, tunna vadva, which has holes. Or tatavat, which is tatavat, which is spread out like that. When you see, when you spread out something like a cloth, you spread out, it develops holes. Maybe that is the idea. So, tetau means that which has holes, tunnavat, or that which is spread out, tatavat. That is the derivation of the word tetau. But its meaning is a sieve. Okay. Dhiraha dhyanavantaha.
Dhiraha dhyanavantaha.
Dhiyam rati. Iti dhiraha. Dhiyam rati. So, buddhi is focus. That's why dhiraha is a dhyanavantaha, who have the focus on the vyakaranam. Manasa prajnanena.
Manasa prajnanena.
See, manasa is there. Manasa is not mind. Manasa is knowledge. That knowledge of the Vyakarana Shastra they have. Therefore, they focus that prajnana, that creative understanding upon a mantra, and that will reveal itself to them, and that will bloom like bodily blooms after purification process. Then vacham akrata is there. He is explaining it. Vacham akrata.
Vacham akrata.
Vacham akrushata.
Vacham akrushata.
It looks like krishu vilekhane. Means you prepare the ground and produce fruit or other crops from it. So similarly, these people, for them, the ground on which they do their agriculture, their effort, is vacham. And they take vacham walk, and they will be doing all their effort on that. Thereby, they produce so much knowledge. Vacham akarushata. That is how it occurred to me. What is the Hindi translation for akarata, akarushata? Yeah, they have expanded it. Vyakaranjiya hai. Vyakrutiya hai. So they have expanded that words. So take the word. Manisha, manas, isha, that is ti, palarupam, and then isha word comes from isha ichayam, or the shasanam, some dhatu is there. Isha dhatu, which means shasanam, commanding. So like that, they expand that word and make it reveal all its glory. That is called vacham akkavata. Akkavata means akkurushata. Means vanika yavasaya kiya hai. Yavasaya is krishi. Krishi kiya hai.
Isha aishwarya.
Isha aishwarya means overlordship. Very
interesting. Yavasaya means occupation.
In Telugu, yavasaya means krishi. In Telugu. Only in Telugu, agriculture is called Yosai, in no other language.
In Tamil also,
Yosai. Yosai, in Tamil also. In Sanskrit, Yosai is not agriculture. Very interestingly, Krishi is agriculture. But in Telugu, Krishi is Gudepat. Not agriculture anymore.
Krishi will
do into farmer. That is Sanskrit.
Yes.
Sanskrit, it is correct. And the Indian government agricultural department, Bharatiya Krishi Vikasa Samsthan, like that they say, agricultural research institute and all. Krishi, they say, that is the correct word, Sanskrit word. This Vyavasaya for agriculture is used only in Telugu and Tamil, no other language uses it. And it is not a correct usage. But then, now that it is being used, you cannot even say it is not correct. You don't understand it all.
But they are purifying with a sieve. What are they purifying?
Barley.
No, that is correct. Correct. Mm. But for the watch.
Watch, apashabdas are removed by sieving there.
But Veda does not have apashabda, right?
No. Unless you remove all the apashabdas,
right.
Your shabda knowledge will not be clean. Unless your shabda knowledge is clean, Veda mantras won't reveal it to you, themselves to you. That's why your problems.
I see. Wrong meanings you can get.
You cannot get now anymore.
And you remove those.
Yeah. So, we have seen half of the mantra till now. Sattu vivati tapuna apunanto yatra vira gunasa vacha makkarata. That much we have seen. The rest, atra sakhaya sakhyadi janate he just played. Atra degham is atra only. Okay? Atra, and in this regard, so sakhaya samtaha sakhyadi janate. Being friends, they enjoy. Yamate means no, palabdhi, means enjoy. They enjoy or experience the friendships. Being friends, they experience the friendship. So, atra meaning will come. They become friends in this knowledge of the walk. And they experience the friendships in this knowledge of the speech. That is the atra. So that he'll explain. Kwa. So where will they enjoy this knowledge of this friendship, etc.? Where? Ya esha durgo margaha.
Ya esha durgo margaha.
Eka gamyaha.
Eka gamyaha.
Vag vishayaha.
Vag vishayaha.
In this means in this path. What is this path? This path margaha. Vyakara va. easy path. With hardship only one can enter this path. And the ekagamyaha, this is a narrow path. This is a single file path it is, ekagamyaha. Only one person can go. So that kind of a path. Path to heaven is a single file. Path to hell is a three expressways of that path to hell. Three expressways. So, na trividham narakasyedam dvaram. Dvaram is big gates. Na shanamatmanah kamah krodhas tatha lobhah tasmade tatrayam jivishit gita. Kamah krodhah lobhah. It is just a kamah desire. If the desire is not fulfilled, krodhah. If the desire is fulfilled, lobhah. So kamah is the key enemy. Like that Gita Charya talks about it. Anyway, so ekagamyaha vakveshayaha. Ekagamyaha means a single file. It is not easy that all the village people will join this path, you know. In the entire village there will be one guy who walks that path. And another guy, a student with a book of Vyakarana, will be walking behind him. It is ekagamyaha. Whereas some fish market is there. Hundreds of people will be walking all around. If not fish market, something else. This is ekagamyaha. Like suppose BA college, hundreds of people will be going cycles, bicycles, this and that, hundreds of students will be going. Vyakarana teacher teaching Vyakaranam. How many students will be going? One student will go, or one more student will go. This is ekagamyaha, durgaha, margaha, vagveshayaha. In that, they have friendships, and they experience the joy of friendships in that small part. Who are they? Ke punaste.
Ke punaste.
So who are they? Vayakarana.
Vayakarana.
So they are the Vyakarana scholars. Kota etat.
Kota etat.
How can you say Vyakarana scholars enjoy the friendships in that spot? How can you say that? Kota etat. Badresham Lakshmi Nihita Divachi. So Bhadra Esham Lakshmihi Nihita Adhi Vachi, okay? Esham Vachi.
Esham Vachi.
Bhadra Lakshmi.
Bhadra Lakshmi.
Nihita Bhavati.
Nihita Bhavati.
So Adhi you have to put before Nihita. Adhi Nihita Bhavati. So in their speech, the auspicious Lakshmi Devi abides. That's why they are the ones who follow this path. Lakshmi, then what is this word? Lakshmi, Lakshmi, Lakshanat.
Lakshmi, Lakshanat.
Asanat.
Asanat.
Parivrutha Bhavati.
Parivrutha Bhavati.
So this Lakshmi word came from Lakshanat. That the word will be Laksha. From Laksha, Na will come. So Lakshmi, Lakshanat. Because she shines, Lakshana is shining, Lakshmi is Chamakti, so she shines, Lakshana, okay? Or Bhasanat, Lakshanat means Bhasanat. Lakshmi comes from Lakshanat. What means for Lakshanat? Bhasanat, shining. Or Lakshmi could also be Parivruha Bhavati, means the one who is who has lot of power. The Lakshanam also means power. So when money comes, when wealth is there, power will come automatically. That's why there is a Lakshanam. And therefore Lakshmi is the one which brings, which is enhanced by power.
And the Makara Vada?
Lakshmi Hyam, Prachyas will be there. Some Manin kind of Prachya will be there. And then E will come. E will be, is not a Neep, Prachya is some other thing it is. Not a Neep. So Me comes like that. Laksha Me comes like that. Now one has to see the etymology of the word and all. He is checking that.
No, I thought he didn't comment on it.
He doesn't say anything. Bhashyakara, he said already more than what he expected.
laksha e mucha unadi unadi sutra
meaning he did not give
meaning he says fortune prosperity wealth
you see all those words are there
mucha
so you get a laksha plus e then you get a mut agama adyanta utakito
adyanta utakito laksha mut e e is the pratyaya not e that's why the sabda won't go away lakshmi he sabda me saptumiva
saptumiva
so that mantra is finished saraswatim
saraswatim
then the next pratika yajnika pasanti
yajnika
so the yajna people recite like this ఆదిగ్ని అపశబ్దం
ప్రయుజ్యాయశ్చిత్తీయాస్వతీ
వృష్టి నిర్వపేత్ ఇది ఆదిగ్ని ది వైదిక హు ఇస్ పెర్ఫార్మింగ్ అగ్నిహోత్ర వై డూయింగ్ అగ్నిహోత్ర హీ యూజెస్ అపశబ్దం ఐ డోన్ యూ ది అదర్ శాస్త్రిన ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ సేయింగ్ కర్మణ by mistake he said karmena he is not supposed to say karmena karmena kya hai ravena karmana he has to say he took bath and repeated 108 times gayatri prayaschitta for saying that wrong word because he is a mahabhashyakara pandita he knows all this and so in the yajnikas to say while doing agnihotra if you use a wrong mantra you pronounce mantra wrongly apashabda so you pronounce apashabda then dehapuru prayashchittam paridhi prayashchittam a ishti a small ishti will be there some homas will be there and the ishti is called saraswati ishti saraswatiyam ishtim nirvapet here the tikakara says saraswati means saraswati devata samadhi he says but in Veda it is not Saraswati the Devata is if I know correctly Saraswati is the I know it that's why I am saying the Hindi guy says Saraswati they in Veda Saraswati Devata is Purana Devata in Veda we have a Devata who is Saraswan Puninga Devata Saraswan you see Saraswad this is Pratipadika Puninga becomes a Saraswan Srilinga becomes a Saraswati so వేదాయి సరస్వతి సారస్వతం హోమం జుహోతి సరస్వాన్ ఇస్తి దేవత హోమాస్ ఆర్డన్ టూ హోమాస్ విల్ బి డన్ సో దీ సారస్వతి ఇష్టి 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 మీన్స్ యజ్ఞం సో దట్ యజ్ఞ హ్యాస్ టు బి పర్ఫార్మ్ యాజ్ అ ప్రాయశ్చిత్తం ఫర్ సేయింగ్ ఎ మంత్ర రాంగ్లీ అండ్ ఈవెన్ ఎ వర్డ్ రాంగ్లీ అపశబ్దం ప్రాయశ్చిత్తీయా
అధ్యేయం
వ్యాకరణం మే వీ నాట్ బికమ్ బికమ్ ట్రస్టెడ్ బై ప్రాయశ్చిత్త ప్రాయశ్చిత్తీయా మీన్స్ ప్రాయశ్చిత్తం కర్తుం అర్హా దీస్ ఆర్ ది పీపుల్ హూ హ్యావ్ టు పెర్ఫార్మ్ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త బికాస్ దే ఆర్ యూజింగ్ అపశబ్ద మే వీ నాట్ బికమ్ సచ్ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త పీపుల్ దేర్ఫోర్ if that is the wish then vyakaranam adhyayam you should study vyakaranam ma bhuma namang yoge abhuma abhu abhuma in bahuvachanam uttamam purusha abhuvam abhuva abhuma that all is not come
because of ma it got absorbed into ma or
no 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 all won't come namang yoge and maang is there aragama won't come
aragama also will
ఆరాయం ఆల్సో మొత్తం సారస్వతి సో దట్ ఇస్ ది సారస్వతి నెక్స్ట్ ఫైనల్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఫైనల్ స్టిల్ సంబంధిస్తే దశమ్యాం పుత్రస్య యాజ్ఞికా పఠంతి సో ఈ యాజ్ఞికా సార్ సేయింగ్ లైక్ దిస్ దశమ్యుత్తర కాలం అంతస్థం అవృద్ధం త్రిపురుషానూకం అనరిప్రతిష్ఠితం. సో యాజ్ఞికా ఆర్ సేయింగ్ లైక్ దిస్, దశమి దశమి ఉత్తర కాలం పుత్రస్య జాతస్య ద చైల్డ్ ఇస్ బోర్న్, సన్ ఇస్ బోర్న్, సన్ అప్లైస్ టు డాటర్ ఆల్సో. 10 days యూ హెవ్ టు వెయిట్, 10 days డోంట్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ 11th day దశమి ఉత్తర కాలం. ఆఫ్టర్ పాసింగ్ ఆఫ్ 10 days మీన్స్ 11th day నామ విదధ్యాత్ యోగపుటే నేమ్ టు ది చైల్డ్. నా వాట్ ఆర్ ది కండిషన్స్ టు ది నామ? ది నేమ్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఘోషవద్ ఆది, ది ఫస్ట్ సిలబుల్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ ద క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ఘోష. వాట్ ఆర్ ది ఘోష వర్డ్స్?
ఘోషగర్ స్వామిజీ ఘోష, ఘోష
ఘోష, సమ్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్
the letters, the varnas, right?
Those syllables, not words, so syllables.
They are the combinations.
Combination. So, and you have to select a word, syllable, for which in pronunciation, antara, abhyantara prayatnam will be ghosha. That syllable you have to select. Okay? Ghoshavadadi. So the first syllable should have ghoshavarna. Okay? That ghosha is the pronunciation.
Third and the fourth. Jash, Javangaradash, Jabagaradash. They are the
Javagaradash, Gharadash.
Sorry, the third column and the fourth column.
Okay, third, Vagga Trutiya Akshara and Vagga Chaturtha Akshara. So, Javagarada and Vagga Trutiya Akshara.
Oh, Hash, Swami Hash.
Hash,
Hash.
హష హష హయవరద వర్ణయమగణం జభై ఘటధష్ జవగడదష్ దట్ ఈస్ ది హష్.
సంవారనాద ఘోష, సో దే గో టుగెదర్ సంవారనాద ఘోష.
సో సంభవ్ దట్ ఘోష వర్ణా శుక్ మెనీ సెలబుల్స్ విల్ బి దేర్ అండ్ యూ కెన్ పికప్ ఎనీ వన్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ సెలబుల్స్. సో ఘోషవదాది దెన్ అంత అంతరంతస్థం, అంత మీన్స్ మిడిల్, ఇన్ ది మిడిల్ అంతస్థా వస్తుంది లే శశ ఊష్మాణ ఎరలవా అంతస్థా రైట్. సో యా రా రావా దే వస్తుంది లేర్ ఇన్ ది మిడిల్ సమ్వేర్. సో ఘోషా వస్తుంది ఆది, అంతస్థా వస్తుంది మిడిల్. దెన్ అవృద్ధం వృద్ధివర్ణాశ్వి లే ఆ ఐ ఔ దే ఆర్ ది వృద్ధివర్ణ. Suppose if you name the guy with au, all the time you pronounce in au, au is so difficult, you know. So avoid adi, a, i, au. Three uddha uddhi radai ichche. So there should be no uddhi in the name. And then tripurusha mukam. The father is there to the child. The father's father, grandfather, the great-grandfather. The three generations. This name should remind you any one of those three generations. Yivurushamukam and Anadip Pratishthitam. A bad guy who is inimical, his name should not join this name. That is this. Like suppose Indrajit, you should not put that kind of name. He is a bad guy. Shishupala, he don't put such name. Ravada. Such names you put. Who are bad guys and they remind us our enemies. Such a name should not be there. So this is how Yajnika Patanti. If you consult the Yajnikas, you will not be able to arrive at a name because they have put so many conditions. Taddhi Pratishthitatamam Bhavati. Why his name should be like this? He because such a name will be very well established in the society. The boy will grow and become a great scholar and all that. Then Vaishikara is adding his own recommendations. Vyaksharam chaturaksharam va.
Vyaksharam chaturaksharam va.
Nama.
Nama.
Kratan kuryat.
Kratan
kuryat.
Natadhitam.
So the nama should not be kratanta, it should be. It should not be tadhitanta. Like Dasharathihi, you should not name like that. Ramaha you can name. Ram Dhatu, I think Kartrucheya. Ramaha you can say. Shri Ramaha you can say. But Dasharathihi.
This is in
Rama also initial Buddhi is there.
It's okay. Do not begin with it. Something like that.
Okay.
And so Prudanta you should not have. Prudanta you should have. Sanchitanta you should not have. Dasharathi, such name you should not have. There is a Dasharathi in Telugu. But he might not have noticed this. Or his father might not have noticed this. If you notice these things, you cannot name a child also. The difficulty is also there. But anyway, the point here is not about naming the child. What is the point? Nachantarenam Vyakaranam.
Nachantarenam Vyakaranam.
Sarvastadhitava.
Sarvastadhitava.
Shakyavijnyatum.
Shakyavijnyatum.
Suppose he doesn't know any Vyakaranam. What do you know? Krudanta, Tadhita. You see, Krutu stands for Krudanta. Yena Vijitkaram Dasya. He follows that here also. So Krutam means Krudantam.
Pratyagrahane
Tadantagrahanam Parivata is also there. Rajamyam putrasya. This is Pratyagrahane Tadantagrahanam. But you can take it as Yenam Hini because of Nama. Krutam Nama. That is Visheshanam. Either way. Rajamyam putrasya.
Rajamyam putrasya.
Okay. So how much time we have spent on this here now?
How much time? Yeah.